I used to watch the Ohio players practice when I was a kid in a garage. I'm a funketeer, I'll be a funketeer for life. Cause it was part of me and I'm a part of that era. I love funk.
That's Daytonian Harold Rimbler Jr., a true funketeer. Me, I'm not from Dayton. I'm from Jersey City, a subway stop from the Big Apple and Music Nirvana. Growing up in the 70s, Dayton, Ohio was nowhere on my radar, but funk music sure was. It was the soundtrack of Afro-Sheen commercials and Brown Skin Honeys doing the bump on Soul Train. On the weekends, me and my crew stood in line for hours to see groups like Slave, Heatwave, The Ohio Players, and Lakeside set New York on fire. Those were the days. Fast forward 30 years and I find myself with a wife, house, and kids and living where else? In Dayton, Ohio. How could I have known that one day I would be meeting many of my music idols at the local Walmart? What's more amazing is that there's no trace of Dayton's music history within the city. So now I'm like, what the funk is going on? The Ohio Players were the first band to set it off in a big way. The 1974 record, Skin Tight, went gold and held number one on the charts for 7 weeks. The Players were Dayton's first music superstars. You are bad, bad misses. And them skin tight riches. Running folks in ditches. Pretty up about the bunch of stitches. Yeah. Skin tight. Skin tight. Bassist Marshall Jones is one of the original Ohio Players. He is Bass Buddha, the Tony Soprano of the bass clef.
I'm the one that made that famous song, and I get emails from all over the world of bass players that tell me about how they was impressed and that they grew up on my music and so forth. Because I wasn't that crazy about Skin Tight. I wanted to change some parts in it, and they said, no, man, that's the groove.
The Players were on fire. They followed up Skin Tight with a streak of 4 number one hits, 2 Grammy nominations, and a European tour. Marshall says that staying in Dayton allowed the Players to mentor to the next generation of musicians who are hungry for a taste of fame.
Dayton has kept us grounded. We were stars to the world, but Dayton was our home. We were a true show band. All of the musicians, even though they were in school and learning, they had a world-class show band as a model. That's why so many groups came up out of Dayton.
One of those groups, Slave, was formed when Players trumpeter Pee Wee Middlebrooks brought his talented young nephew, Stevie Washington, to Dayton.
But Steve Washington lived in Jersey, and he was in his senior year in high school. So we did a performance in Newark, New Jersey, and Steve came to the show, and he begged his mama, I want to go back with my Uncle Pee Wee. So little Stevie came to Dayton, and he started Slave in Pee Wee's basement. Next thing you know, they're making hit records. Hits. And we weren't even taking them serious because they were teenagers.
Slave's first single, Slide, was an instant funk classic. It featured a groove driven by Mark Adams' signature slap bass sound. Sam Carter played keyboards for Slave and explains why the band's songs were so dance floor friendly.
People like to dance, particularly in the African American community. They like the freedom of dancing and expressing themselves, and funk gave a strong platform for that. The music scene here was very strong.
The Ohio Players were responsible for yet another Dayton discovery when sax player Clarence Satchel discovered the house band at a local nightclub. That group was called Phazo. Keyboard player Keith Harrison remembers that evening.
We did our last gig at the Red Barn, and Satch was there. And he was in a your one-piece leather jumpsuit. And after we finished, she said, I want to take you guys in the studio. If you're interested, be over at my house tomorrow. We went to Satch the next morning. We sat in his driveway, I think, man, for about 3 hours before he came out. And he said, I was testing y'all to see how bad did you want it.
Riding High stayed on the Billboard charts for an amazing 18 weeks and is still one of the most sampled songs in hip-hop. The group Heatwave was formed by brothers Keith and Johnny Wilder. They combined funk with disco on the multi-platinum selling Boogie Nights. And the hit-making band Lakeside struck gold with their single Fantastic Voyage, which was the first R&B record to record a rap performance. Hey, come on, come along, take the ride. There's a party over there that ain't no job. It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to... Way before Nicki Minaj and Lady Gaga, Dayton funk bands offered a visual stage show of costumes that were part Las Vegas and part sci-fi. One band that combined musicianship and showmanship was Roger Troutman and Zapp. Janetta Warren sang background on the band's debut smash, More Bounce to the Ounce.
The outfits we wore back then, the costumes, today the artists just walk up on stage in a pair of jeans and a shirt. That's not how it should be done.
Zapp ushered in the 80s with a techno-funk sound and Roger Troutman's trademark talk box that handled the vocals and melodies.
Roger really loved my voice because I could hit all the notes that he hit on the talk box, you know, being the techno sound and everything. And I just kind of matched him a lot, and so he really, really loved that.
In 1998, Michael Sampson was the first one to curate a museum exhibit that was dedicated to the Dayton funk scene. It was called Something in the Water.
Dayton loved these bands. They felt that these groups identified with them personally. The musicians, a lot of them have not received their due. They should. It did not have to be that we were the home of this powerful brand of music.
It's been more than 10 years since the Something in the Water exhibit closed. Now Sampson has partnered with the city's Wright Dunbar Neighborhood District Association and is planning to open up what will be called the Atlanta Funk Hall of Fame this fall. Michael takes me on a walk through the Wright Dunbar District. It's a revitalized section of 3rd Street. This is the street where the Atlanta Funk Hall of Fame plans to open in October 2012.
The subject matter is exciting. The music is exciting. We want the exhibition to be exciting. We're going to have posters. We're going to have photographs. And what we're going to do...
They say all things funk come from West Dayton. This is where it all happened. I hope Dayton can realize that fans from all over the world revere the music that came from this city. And what happened here was something that will never happen again. For Community Voices, this is Basim Blunt.
What? Say it now.